Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
So I'm Jim Witham, the CEO of GAN Systems. We're a power transducer maker. And I've come here to show you a couple of things we've got going on here at Consumer Electronics Show.
Ooh, please.
I see some stuff that I recognize, but almost certainly not for its intended purpose today. We use a lot of BNC all over our studio, but probably not for what you brought us.
No.
Tell us about what you got here.
So kind of, you know, three things that we see here at the show. One is fast charging. Mm-hmm. So I've brought some fast chargers for cell phones and computers. Another thing is EV. So electronic vehicles has become a huge part of this show over the past few years. And then the last thing is 5G. And what do those all have in common? They all need power, and they all need power transistors.
Sure.
And so we've got some things here. So first of all, this is my Lenovo laptop computer, and this is the power supply that's shipped with it.
Yep.
And you'll see it's big and large and has lots of cords.
It's so big that it's referred to as a power brick.
And so now people are not calling them bricks. They're calling them GAN adapters. This power supply here is exactly the same wattage. It's about the third the size,
beautiful.
About a third the weight, and it's super to carry around in your backpack or your purse.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, comparative, like, there's no weight to this. I'm very familiar with Lenovo Power, and that's, it's almost like this is a prank.
Yeah. This is literally, folks, about half the weight of your cell phone.
Yeah.
Right at the same weight. Like,
this came out about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And I've been using it for my computer ever since. I absolutely love it. And the only bad thing about this is that I still have to carry around this brick to be able to do a show and tell between before and after. So I'm hoping that everybody sees this so I can stop carrying this darn thing around and everybody has one of those in their pocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, our goal at CES 2020 is to help this poor guy stop carrying around this giant power brick.
All of us. Because, I mean, even carrying my Mac editing computer around, the thing that I hate most is that power brick because it is so heavy. It's almost literally the weight of the Macintosh.
Yeah.
The fact that this actively has a charger built into it, brilliant.
Yeah, the folding prong is beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
It's favorite.
And that's kind of one of the nice attributes of that. You know, what's
so
really.
It's just USB-C.
It's USB-C. You can use it on anything that's USB-C. I mean, all phones are going that way. All computers are going that way. Medical equipment's going that way. The whole world's going to be USB-C power in the future.
Now, does this actively have a power sensing circuit in it that tells it what power level the device that's being plugged in?
Yeah, so absolutely.
You could plug in your cell phone. You could plug in your tablet. You could plug in.
Standard handshake. It sees who it is and delivers the right amount of power to
beautiful.
It. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, so we won't melt a phone by plugging it into this.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an important step.
And
5 versus 65.
Always good not to melt your electronics.
Yeah, indeed. And 5 versus 65 is a pretty big variation between power requirements.
So that handshake's done. But think about it. If you've got a phone that can do 65 watts, 65 divided by 5, 13 times, I think, faster charging of your phone. So instead of having to sit around and wait for your iPhone to charge for an hour, you know, you do it in 5 minutes.
Right.
Yep.
True.
And once again, the weight. This is probably about half the weight of my standard battery pack that I carry with me, just jump pack for my phone.
And this is for a notebook computer. Think about what it is for a gaming computer. Have you seen some of those power supplies?
Oh, yeah. No, they're easily 3 pounds in and of themselves.
We do the same thing with that. Make them 3 or 4 times smaller.
Now, what is the voltage range on this from and to, and what's the milliwatt drain on it?
So so AC, you can put anything in from 90 volts to 260 volts or something, anywhere in the world,
so
you can plug it in.
That's great.
And on the output, it has 3 voltage levels, one for phones, one for tablets, and one for notebooks.
Okay.
And so then it does the handshake to figure out which is the right one to send.
Great, great. And what's the typical drain time on it for, let's say, a laptop being the highest drain device?
So it's the same power as this. So it powers up just as fast on this as the big adapter would.
Okay.
And for a phone that can take those fast charges, it can do it 13 times faster.
And how long does the battery last?
There's no battery in that. It's just a charger.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's just the...
Gotcha.
It is identical to this.
Okay.
Plug it into the wall, plug it in here, you charge your phone.
Dude.
Our producer is like, I want one.
I need that.
I need like three of these.
So
I carry so many computers.
Yeah.
So
I'll be taking orders we get off the air.
Most definitely.
So that leads us to the next two important questions, price and availability.
Yep.
Those are available aftermarket. I know you can get them at Office Max and at Best Buy.
Okay.
Certainly in Canada. I come from Canada, so in Best Buy in Canada. So those are two places. And you can go online and find out. I'm sure there's other outlets besides those. But they're available aftermarket. I think what you're going to be seeing, a big trend coming in the future, we'll start to see these coming in box. So with the box, with your phone, with the box, with your computer,
Fingers crossed. You'll
have the small chargers in there.
Let's hope.
You know, and bug your computer makers, bug your phone makers, because this is what the marketplace wants. They're a little bit slow to change, and we got to poke them along to get the change done.
Sure. So what else have we got going on here?
Okay,
we've definitely got more stuff.
So the other stuff is EV. This is a little bit easier, I think, for everybody to understand because we use it every day. The next thing, though, is electric vehicles that I'd like to show you.
Sure.
And this is a power module that goes in to run the electric motor in a car.
Okay.
And I've only bought one of these. There'd typically be three of these in a car. And this could run probably not a Tesla. This isn't quite enough power for a Tesla. But it could sure run a Volt or a Zoe around town. And by doing it with GaN transistors, my transistors, you can be much more efficient, so you can take the cooling system down, take batteries out of the car, and make the car go further, kind of 10 to 15% further on a charge.
Okay.
And everybody has a little bit of range anxiety, so anything you can do to make the car go further, and also to take some batteries out and make it less expensive, is a good thing for the proliferation of EVs.
And lighter.
To make it lighter, to know that there's less lithium, things like that in it.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I wanted to show you this. This is an all-GaN vehicle that has this module in it. This has been shown by Toyota at the Tokyo Motor Show last month. Actually, it's been 2 months now. It's also, these cars are running around Tokyo right now, showing what can be done with the latest and greatest power transistors.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. What was it that actively...
Cool-looking.
brought you to develop these transistors in this way?
Well, I think, you know, big picture-wise, we're sitting here at CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Everything in our life has more electronics, and you got to have power to make those electronics work. And everybody wants them. You know, there's a couple million people using cell phones these days, but there are a billion. There's 7 billion people on this planet that want to use those things. So we've got to use our power, our electricity really efficiently, and we got to use the least amount of materials to get that done.
Yeah, sure.
Less copper, less aluminum, less wire, et cetera.
Especially less things like lithium, stuff like that, that are...
Bingo. And
really
so,
hard to extract.
So, you know, my company, my vision is to make the best power transistor so that we can minimize the amount of materials and maximize the amount of power that's actually going to power our electronics. And it turns out the GaN transistor is the best transistor that's ever been made. We knew about it on paper 10 years ago when we started the company. We perfected it about 5 years ago, and we've been out getting it. You know, it's into the marketplace in consumer electronics, and it's about to come into the marketplace in things like electric vehicles.
Wow.
Well, that's really cool. If people want to find out more about the things that you're up to, how can they find out more?
GaN Systems, www.gansystems.com. We have the widest selection of transistors. We have lots of application notes and reference designs and kits that people can buy to get started. And parts are available online. You can get on Mauser and order them up, and a day later, parts will be in your lab.
I actively have a guitar pedal modification company. I'm going to Mouser and buying some GaN transistors.
They're wonderful because when people see something cool, they want to get their hands on it and get started right away.
Yeah.
And overnight is just about as quick as you can get.
To find out that these are commercially available on somewhere like Mouser for builders like me and makers and stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And
because
it's not
so many times it's proprietary. It's made only for manufacturers.
Yeah.
It's put,
you have to
put
order.
Only for that.
You
from
have to order a million of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Day one, we went open source. We put the parts on Mouser. All of our reference designs, the bill of materials, the schematics are open source. You go online, no passwords.
Thank you for that.
We try to make it easy for people to use this great transistor.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Cool.
Well, not just that, but to develop it further and carry it on and keep it moving forward.
Because it's a building block, but it's only a building block, right? We need the creativity of designers out there to take this fundamental building block and build neat systems this.
Figure out how to put it to use.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much.
So there you
for
go.
Coming by and talking to us.
Absolutely.
This is fascinating. And again, I can't stop focusing on the BNC, but that's just an industry hazard.
They're shiny. What can you do?
And we'll make sure that we get some of these sent out to you guys.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please.
Please. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
And
thank
have
you.
A great rest of the show.
Thanks for having
me. CES.